If the relief package is approved, New York State would receive about $12.5 billion to help fill what Cuomo says is a $15 billion budget gap for this year and the next fiscal year. More than half of that deficit was caused by revenue declines and additional spending because of the COVID-19 pandemic, which hit the state hard last spring. New York Senator and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says New York City would receive $6 billion to help in its economic recovery from the pandemic. Other local governments around the state would get $4.9 billion, and $9 billion would go to schools. Cuomo, speaking in a conference call with reporters on Sunday, says there are still tremendous needs created by the pandemic, like assistance in paying for rent and daycare and additional unemployment benefits. He says new taxes will still have to be part of the discussion.
And what are the smartest and best ways to raise revenue? You can raise revenue in ways that actually cost the state revenue.
Cuomo's plan would add a new higher income tax bracket for New Yorkers making over $5 million a year. But the governor has also said he worries that raising taxes on the wealthy will cause millionaires and billionaires to move to another state. More than 100 Democrats in the state legislature want a more expansive plan that includes additional higher income tax brackets. The relief money could make it easier for Cuomo and the legislature to come up with a new budget by the March 31 deadline. But negotiations could be hampered because relations between the governor and the legislature are at an all-time low. State Senate Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins is calling on Cuomo to resign, and the Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie is urging the governor to seriously think about stepping down. Cuomo is embroiled in two scandals, one involving five women who have come forward with accusations of sexual harassment and inappropriate behavior, another over his administration's withholding of the true numbers of New Yorkers who died of COVID in nursing homes. The state's attorney general is investigating the sexual harassment charges, and there's a federal investigation into the nursing home controversy. But Cuomo, in the conference call, said there's no way that he will resign. And on Monday, he tried to show that he was carrying on with business as usual.
Let's give them a big round of applause.
With a visit to the state vaccination site at the Javits Center on the west side of Manhattan, where he held an event with African-American leaders to promote the vaccines.
There is a hesitancy problem in the black community. Now, they call it hesitancy. I don't like that word, hesitancy, because it's a baloney word, hesitancy. It's not hesitancy. Call it what it is. It's a lack of trust. It's a lack of trust.
The event was closed to the news media, and the governor did not take any questions afterward. Meanwhile, Republicans, who are in the minority in the legislature, announced plans to circulate an impeachment resolution among members. Assembly Minority Leader Will Barkley says it's the first step in holding impeachment proceedings in his house. A few Democrats have expressed support, but the Democratic leadership in each house so far has not. Barkley says it would be in Democrats' interest to back the impeachment resolution. He says otherwise, with all of the tensions over the scandals, it's going to be tough for them to work productively with Cuomo.
This really has to be a bipartisan effort, and they're going to continue to deal with that amount of members in both houses calling for his resignation, some calling for his impeachment. How are they going to govern?
The governor has asked lawmakers and the public to wait until the results of the attorney general's investigation into the sexual harassment allegations are known. But Barkley and others say waiting is a luxury that the state can no longer afford. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.